Now it's your time to lie back and begin to relax. You can let your eyes close as soon as you wish. You can allow tension to flow away from you as your mind relaxes. And we'll begin by focusing on your breathing, taking a slow inward breath, first expanding your stomach, then your ribs, then slowly breathing out. That gentle rise and fall that happens all by itself. And with every breath you take, and with every word I speak, you can just let go. You may find that you won't remember everything I say. Maybe you'll drift off to sleep during the relaxation, or maybe the imagery and metaphors will inspire your own unique visualization. All this is okay, all this is perfect, as it's your conscious mind that listens while your subconscious mind hears. You'll still have awareness. It's not the same as sleep. It's like daydreaming. It's like being in the moment. It's like going with the flow. It's like doing something on autopilot. When we relax, we see things clearly. When we relax, we can do the things that we want to do. When your body is relaxed, your mind can relax. And that is when we have access to the subconscious mind. So things fall into place. Everything becomes clear. So now, let's start relaxing. Beginning with the muscles of your scalp, because this is where tension begins. Just allowing them, those little muscles of the scalp, to relax and release. And now, all the muscles of your face, your forehead, your eyes, your eyelids, your cheeks, mouth, and jaw muscles, unclenching your teeth, and feel the skin of your face settling and smoothing, focusing again on your breathing, relaxing your neck and shoulder muscles now, and onto the tops of your arms, letting all tensions drain away as you think on down through your elbows, into your forearms, down through your wrists, and into your hands, right the way into your fingers and thumbs. Just letting all those muscles let go and release. And notice that you're breathing more slowly as you relax more and thinking on down through the rest of your body now. Chest muscles moving gently with your breathing. Stomach muscles allowing those to relax too. Down into your back now. The long muscles around the spine. Just let all those muscles release, and down through your hips and thigh muscles as you think on down through your knees, chins, calves, just allowing all those muscles to relax and release. On down through your ankles, through your feet, right into your toes. All the muscles of your body beautifully relaxed. And now there's nothing for you to do except to relax. You don't have to be anywhere. You don't have to do anything. This is your time for you to lie back and relax. You can allow your mind and your imagination to drift in the studio of your mind. As you picture yourself strolling in an old, deserted, tropical garden overlooking the sea. It's very early in the morning and you come here to enjoy sunrise. The sky is streaked with orange and pink. What can you see around in this garden? Flowers, perhaps? Grasses? A butterfly? Some movement in the breeze? You can feel the early morning sun on your head and shoulders. Not too hot, just comfortable. And there's a lovely cool breeze playing against your skin. And looking ahead, you notice a pathway leading to a flight of rustic wooden steps. 10 steps leading down to a long and beautiful beach. In a moment, I'm going to count down from 10 to 0. And as I count all the way down from 10 to 0, each number is a step down towards this beautiful beach. And each step you take is another step into deeper and even deeper levels of relaxation. 10, take the first step down now, relaxing and letting go. 9, no need to hurry. 8, plenty of time. 7, stepping down. 6, your breathing becoming slower and steadier. Really relaxing now. Just let go. 4, becoming calmer. 3, stepping down. 2, more and more relaxed. 1, all the way down now to 0. And now you're on this wonderful beach, taking off your shoes and feeling the soft, warm sand beneath your feet. This is your space where you can take time out, time to relax and process your own space. And as you stroll along, you find a soft sunbed. You know that this is here for you. What is it made of? Wood or metal, maybe? What does it have on it that makes it look so soft and inviting? You stretch out onto your sunbed and you gaze at the marbled sky, watching the colours change and blend. Just rest there and listen to the sea for a moment. Chill for a few seconds. And as you relax more and more, your eyes begin to close and you just drift off. And as you sleep, you dream. You dream that you are strolling along the water's edge, and there are small waves breaking around your feet. The water is beautifully warm, and you see a small waterfall tumbling down a crevice in some rocks. And as you approach that waterfall and dabble your fingers under it, you find that the water is very warm. You stand right underneath it and allow the water to drench you. That's right. That's when you discover that it's very special water. It seems to fill you up like a container with light and energy and warmth. You step out of the waterfall and you start walking along the beach, feeling warm and glowing inside. And you realize that you're visibly glowing like a light bulb, like a sun. And as you walk, you feel lighter and lighter till you break into a run that's completely effortless. In this dreaming state, anything is possible. It's more like flying. You turn towards the waves and you run into the warm sea till you are waist deep and the water puts up no resistance. You can run and splash with no effort at all, gaining speed as you go. You jump high into the air, filled with power and energy, and then you turn and run back to the shore, where you continue running along the edge of the water, with no effort whatsoever. You know you can do this. You can do anything now. The sun is warming up a little, but the air is still pleasantly cool. Around you there are rocks and palm trees. You run on, faster, feeling so light. Running towards everything as you want it to be, always getting closer and closer, because you can do this. You can't even feel your legs running. It's so easy. You are filled with anticipation, at peace with yourself. And you continue running along the edge of the water with no effort whatsoever, feeling so light. You know you can do this because you can do anything when you are ready. And then you find you can choose to drift in the air if you want to. Your feet are off the ground. You're floating upwards. It takes no effort at all, and you can fly over the water if you choose to. It's crystal clear, and you can see the rocks and fishes. Then you drift above the sand a little lower, and your feet touch the ground, and you run on and on, then slowly down to a stroll. Looking upwards, you see a seagull high up in the sky above, looping and rising. You wonder, how does he fly so high? Because he thinks he can. You turn away from the sea and follow a pathway between some trees where it's peaceful and shady. And you are now approaching your sunbed again. You stretch out on it and chill out, looking at the ever-changing sky, thinking of your situation. You can do anything when you're ready, when you choose to. I want to remind you that you really can control how you feel. And of course, you, and only you, select the thoughts that occupy your mind. And your subconscious mind is listening. So you're careful about what you tell yourself, choosing your thoughts with awareness of their power. You can seed beneficial thoughts in your mind, and they grow. You can do that. And day by day, you come to realize how the thoughts you choose to focus on, the ideas and thoughts you accept with feeling, become your own living reality. So you always focus on solutions, how you want things to be, rather than how you don't. How you choose to think today influences all your tomorrows. So withdraw all your thought energy from the problems so that you can attract the solutions. You attract good fortune like a magnet. The control mind now knows what you want, and what you want, or something even more useful, presents itself, as though what you have always been seeking has somehow magically always been seeking you, seeking to find creative expression in your everyday living reality. And the incredible fact is that it has. You are what you think you are. You think of feeling motivated, calm, empowered, happy, healthy. This is the real you, and you anchor that image. And now you're entering a phase of letting go of some old habits and forming new ones, making wise choices because you can and you want to. You focus on the way forwards, the solutions. You can do that. You have the freedom to make choices for yourself. You value that freedom. And you can release the burden of any outdated information that holds you back, any irrelevant information, any past disappointments. They don't hold any value or relevance now, so you can just let them float away. You nurture and encourage yourself just as you would nurture and protect and encourage your own child. And this is the pattern that your subconscious mind now carries forward. You can do it. It's your choice. You can do anything when you choose to. While being yourself, calm and rational, so you approach every day with complete ease of mind, knowing that you're in that perfect frame of mind. In calm, gentle control of your life, you hold on to thoughts and memory that are useful and meaningful and reject everything that is no longer helpful. Any past disappointments, they have no significance. And as you practice being more and more relaxed, so your self-belief grows and becomes more powerful. You are your own person. Now you commit those positive thoughts to memory as you listen to the waves for a moment. You're walking towards those steps. As you are now walking back up the steps, feeling empowered, upwards and upwards. Yesterday has gone, and with it is gone all of the influences that could make it any difference. Tomorrow is but a myth that we can colour with imagination, but today, this very moment, all is real, and for this moment we live. And then, that too is gone, either seized upon and enjoyed, or wasted. You can choose too which reality is yours. And you will, or you not.